T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, this is year number 22 for my week on the streets with Buffalo's homeless. I look forward to it every year, just to get out on the streets and walk in another man's shoes, live in somebody else's world for the week. And I've done it for the past 22 years, and we wanted to just continue doing it because I think this year more than ever, the need is greater. I've seen a great need in our community, especially during the holiday season. We want to feed lots of families and give toys to kids. And this is the week that we draw attention to the need. So we definitely didn't want to stop or put it on hold. We felt like more than ever, we needed to do what we do.
What is it about this week that makes or breaks this whole thing and what happens? You know what I mean?
Well, you know,
what kind of a statement are you trying to make?
Well, you know, I've never claimed to be an expert on homelessness or anything like that. We just at the Dream Center, we just have compassion for people. And a group of people that we have worked with for many years are people that are living on the street. As a matter of fact, we don't refer to them as homeless. Usually we call them our friends from the street. And especially right now, you know, during the pandemic, we went downtown to pick up our usual van load of people that are living on the street and bring them to church on a Sunday morning. And when the pandemic first hit, there were 70 people waiting for a ride to church that first Sunday. And we obviously couldn't fit them all in the van and bring them to church. And so ever since March, we've been going downtown and doing church services for the people on the street and reaching out to them more on a continual basis. And there's a lot of need. There's a lot of people that aren't in shelters because shelters are social distancing. There's people that can't go into soup kitchens and get warm because all the food is to go. So this week is going to be a lot. It's going to be really different even for us, not being able to go into a coffee shop and get a cup of coffee and sit down and get warm. And we don't even know where we're going to go to the bathroom. Things like that that we knew before we could basically handle some of those things, we don't know until I guess we're going to start to ask around today what some of the other people do.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Little key.
Thanks.
Is there a certain dollar figure that you're going for what the need's going to be to supply the Christmas presents and the food for everyone?
Well, every year, rather than a dollar figure, we have a number of families that we're trying to reach. And so we have people that donate money, but we also have people that donate toys, donate food. And so our target is to give food to 3,000 families throughout the Buffalo area. And that'll mean about 4,000 to 5,000 wrapped new toys for kids as well. And so people come and they help wrap gifts, they help pack the food, they help distribute it. We're doing things different this year, a little bit different because of COVID, but really I think we're going to reach more families this year than we ever have.
It's going to be a pickup kind of thing?
Yeah, we have 20 different distribution sites throughout the city in December where we're going to pull up with trucks and give out food to the people that are in the neighborhood. As far as toys, people are going on our website and making appointments to come here to the Dream Center and pick up toys. And we're staggering it throughout a week, 20 people at a time in our building picking up their toys. And so if we do that for a week, it'll probably be about 4,000 toys that'll be picked up right here at this location.
How can
That's, oh boy, I don't even know the date. All of the food distribution and starts right at the beginning of December. Right after I come out off the street, the next week we're going to start with the food distribution. The toys we're going to be giving away the third week of December.
And how can people in the community get involved?
Anybody can get involved by going to our website at buffalodreamcenter.org. We've made it real simple. There's three ways you can click on and get involved. You can volunteer, you can donate, or if you need a gift for your kids for Christmas, you can do that on our website as well. And we're limiting the number of volunteers this year. Other years, we've had over 1,000 volunteers that have come through the Dream Center, but we have to limit the numbers that are going to be here distributing gifts, that are going to be at our distribution sites, at our warehouse packing bags of food. So you have to pre-register. So we're encouraging people to go on our website and pre-register to volunteer.
Is that where all the sites are located?
Yes.
Where people can find them?
Yes, everything is on one spot on our website, so people can locate the distribution sites, the volunteer times, they can register for their family if they're in need. Everything's in one place.
How are you protecting yourself during this COVID time while you're out on the street?
Well, we've taken let me start over. The Buffalo Dream Center has been an essential service since the pandemic hit. We have the only mobile food pantry in the city of Buffalo. And because of that, we've been distributing food throughout the city ever since March on a really increased rate. As a matter of fact, this Friday, we have a distribution site. We will hit our 15,000th family since March that we've given groceries to. So all that we're doing is taking what we've been doing and following all the guidelines that the food bank has given us and Erie County has given us, and we're just continuing it into the month of December and adding toys to what we're doing and going into some more neighborhoods and just increasing the amount of families that we're helping.
Is the toy give separate than the food?
Yes.
That'll be different.
Yeah.
So a giveaway site where the food is,
I can explain that.
You gotta come here for the
food. Right. So we have 20 different distribution sites throughout the city where we're going to give away food. Bags of groceries, turkeys. Most people are going to walk away with 6 or 7 bags of product at our distribution sites throughout the city. The toys are separate. Anybody can walk up to one of our food distribution sites and receive food. But if a family needs toys, they have to register, and the toys are going to take place here from a Tuesday through a Saturday that people book appointments and come and pick up their toys.
Is there something that you learned different from the year before, and what do you hope to take away from this year? Is that you find out where the need is the most, or something? I mean, you probably already know that anyway, but is there a big takeaway about this week that, you know, is different from other weeks of the year?
Well, I would say that this year is different than other years. You know, this week, of course, is a week I look forward to every year of my life, and I've learned a lot every time that we've done this. But this year is really different. If most people are asking me the same question, how are you going to stay safe? That's what most people are asking me. And my response to that is, if I was interested in staying safe, I wouldn't have started this 22 years ago. And I don't believe that Jesus has called us to stay safe. I believe he's called us to go into our community and take a risk and love people. And so that's what we're doing. We've been doing it all the way through the pandemic, feeding thousands of families. None of our volunteers have been sick with COVID that have volunteered. And we've had hundreds of people that have come alongside of us and helped us with this. So we're just gonna continue to love our community, to lift up our community, to encourage them during a time that a lot of people have problems other than COVID. And that's one thing that I've noticed during the pandemic is there are people standing in line for food that it's not COVID that they're struggling with. It's they've lost their job, which could be a result of COVID, but there's addictions, there's depression, there's mental illness. There's people that are standing in line for food overwhelmed with the other problems of life, and COVID has just compounded it. So we just wanna bless our city, lift up people, encourage people, and especially this time of year.
And that 15,000 people you said that you've already helped this year?
Yes.
You said all your volunteers, none of them got sick.
We've had hundreds of volunteers of course people could be asymptomatic and not know that they had it, which I think a lot of people are, you know, but we've had none of our volunteers that have, and we were, you know, we were designated by the food bank to deliver food to people in quarantine with COVID. And none of our volunteers ever got sick. And so we're just gonna continue to do what we do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.